adversity. Adversity is designed as a state of hardship or affliction, misfortune, a calamitous event. Such can be described as standing for what one believes in, at least nowadays it seems like, even when so many stand against them, even when the majority stand against them. One has to stand for one's convictions, for what one believes in. See, the problem with falling with the old, well, if so many believe that way, then it must be true, is that in today's society, the many are so often led like sheep to the slaughter by the liberal media and the cronies that desire nothing so much as a socialist state here in America. I read the other day that the Democrats are pushing for a change in America. Let me get this straight. We have, fact, the greatest economy in over 50 years. What change are they going for? Fact, the lowest unemployment rate ever, 3.8%. Again, what change are they going for? We have had no terror attacks on U.S. soil since 9/11. What are they planning to change about that? The lowest taxation and, yes, folks, the highest federal tax revenue in history. Again, what are the Democrats going to change? I fear for our country and what they're going to change. I fear for the sheep that follow the loudest of those that shout down everything good and right because they hate one man. I do have hope. I have hope when I see brave men and women going to fight for those that cannot fight. Yes, I'm talking about Iraq and Afghanistan. I have hope when I see them signing up because they know it's the right thing to do. Regardless of all the negativity showered on them day and night from those either too cowardly to fight, disillusioned within themselves, and taking that on everyone else, or those who simply can't fight. And usually when you peel the layers away, the cowards are revealed for who and what they are. Because adversity is what makes us strong. Adversity is what allows us to lead. Adversity is what created this country. Yet there are some that would like nothing more than for us to become a satellite nation of France and adopt a socialist government and never step on any toes or upset anyone in our walk through life. Doo-dee-doo-dee-doo. Sheesh. See, folks, there are forces in the world that will not ever stop. They will never cease aggression against us until we stop being a free nation and bow under what they believe. And all of you people that want to go traipsing through the daisies in your wonderful, peaceful world are leading us down the road that's going to take us to that. If you take away our strength, see how long it takes for them to win. You stop fighting them over there and see how long it is before we're fighting them over here. Give in to the Democrats. Pay more taxes. Have more unemployment. And live in fear of car bombs, homicide bombs, and terror attacks. It's what you want. It's what you voted for. Those that argue the liberal rationale are the very ones that never learn anything from history and thus are doomed to repeat it. One of the favorite things I love reading on the internet are the comments. Well, I don't believe in fighting over there, but I'd fight when they came over here. Wild talk is easy and talk is cheap because you would not. You'd crawl under your covers and wait for brave men and women, the ones who are not currently too cowardly to fight, to come tuck you in. Do you have any idea how lame that sounds? When I was in the Marine Corps, we used to enjoy hours of entertainment at people that spouted just such nonsense. Because talk is easy. Walking the walk's harder. Now, not everyone's suited for combat. That's a truism. Not everyone that gets in a uniform with good intentions is suited either. But most of them know not to spout off silly, unsubstantiated nonsense and disrespect those that can and do fight. No one expects you to understand what it takes for a soldier to have the courage of his convictions. No one is saying that you should have them yourself. What we are saying is you should stop telling us we can't win. Stop demoralizing the men and women that have more courage than you and brave enough to stand up when you will not. Oh yeah, I support the troops but not the war. What a load of bull. Have you ever wondered why 77.2% of the time in the NFL the home team wins? That's right, it's a statistic, look it up. Because the stands fill with those that believe they can win. Those who have the courage of their convictions and root for their home team. Look it up, it's a fact. You're not fooling anyone, least of all the troops. Every one of them over there that are ever interviewed, of course you don't see too many of them because the media is as liberal as you are, But interview them over there, and they will tell you it's demoralizing to see some of the bull that goes on over here day in and day out. I support the troops, but not the war. No, you don't. You're a coward in sheep's clothing. And saying you support the troops and not the war is nothing but a cop-out. Look, if you are convicted against the war, then stand up and say you're convicted against the war and you're against the troops too. And stop playing namby-pamby and dealing in half-truths and come out and just say exactly how you feel. Because I'm going to say how I feel. I support the troops. I support the war. Because those people in Iraq have every bit as much right to live free as we do. And all of you people saying, well, they're fighting against us. No, they're not. Those insurgents come from Iran and every other single country in Saudi Arabia and all over the world. Very, very few of the insurgents are actually Iraqi. Look it up, people. Do some research instead of spouting all this nonsense and expecting actually intellectual people to swallow it and go on about our business. Somebody has to stand up against you. Somebody has to say, you're wrong and you're destroying this country. That's it for Semper's Rant. Thank you.